the Chicago Markets Bureau Chief for Successful Farming and the online home, agriculture.com, is Mike McGinnis. And Mike, why don't you give me just a little rundown on the newly engineered website. What are some of the things we're going to find in terms of markets that you all are providing?
Well, we have a unique desk on the floor of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, the only farm magazine and farm website with a reporter on the floor. So we provide up-to-the-minute information from traders on their feelings of how the markets are going that particular session, and also a wrap-up of the markets on a two or three times a week anyway with a video. And this could be a video of myself, which on the website, my name is MarketEye, or it could be a video clip of a trader, you know, talking about what strategies the farmers should be considering based on what the markets are doing.
Mm-hmm. And so you're doing these updates literally live from the floor then?
That's right. We're actually on the floor. It's a report following the close of that day's trading session. And so we can wrap up that day or look ahead at the rest of the week and give generally the fundamentals, whether they're technical fundamentals or whether they're coming from outside factors, like the dollar and the Dow, which are impacting and the crude oil markets, those outside factors are impacting these grain markets more and more. So again, farmers used to be able to just track what the weather is doing or crop supply and demand numbers. Now there are a lot of other factors that drive these grain markets, and these traders have international contacts, and so these relationships that we're building with them helps us give a nice message to the farmers out there. And really what it gets down to is the farmer that sits in his barn in Oklahoma can have a feel for what's going on in Chicago based on these MarketEye reports.
And with this new design for agriculture.com, it's my understanding you've kind of upgraded some of the information and tools on markets that they'll find in there.
We have, and we've done that by beefing up our market analyst list, and also comments from the traders, articles from the traders, not just in the grain room, but we're also adding traders' comments from the livestock trading, which is attached to the grain room at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. So we're expanding the market analyst coverage and also some of the traders. Again, they provide two different perspectives. Traders have a different perspective of the market than analysts do. Sometimes they're saying the same thing, but other times they do have a different take on why the markets are doing what they're doing. So we're expanding the coverage that way. We're also expanding by these video reports and by building the relationships with these traders. We're also expanding our coverage on our discussion group.
Great. Well, thanks for an overview of market coverage as it is now presented in the new agriculture.com. That's Mike McGinnis, and here at the headquarters for Successful Farming Magazine, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.